the barn, you might wear, come all the way up like this and be.
A coat?
Yeah, so what might a man wear if he was working outside?
He'd wear a shirt.
Okay, and but the type of pants that he'd wear?
Well, just according to what kind they wore. Some people wear different kind. My husband wore blue suits for every day,
mm-hmm.
and tan ones.
Mm-hmm.
He wore permapress khakis on Saturdays, go to the mm-hmm. barbershop and things like that.
What about something, though, that a man might wear if he was working around the barn? Something that'd be made out of this type of material?
That'd be a blue jean.
Oh, it'd come up all the way, come up across
overalls. The... Overalls.
Okay.
My husband wore overalls a long time.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And you might say, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it...
Fitted.
Okay. And say if a man had an important interview and his clothes weren't in very good shape, he might go out and buy a brand
new suit.
And if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them...
Stick out.
Or another word for that, it makes them... Do you ever say it makes them bulk?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they stick out. His pants sticks out. Well, you got it filled up so full in there.
Uh-huh. Do you ever get bulge or bulge out?
They don't look pretty that way.
What do you call that? It makes them...
I don't know what you call it. I just call it... It's pooching out. It's sticking in. That's all right.
Okay. And you say, that shirt used to fit me till I washed it in it.
Drawled out.
Or another word for that? I washed it in it.
Drawled out. Shrunk up.
Okay. You say, it seems like every shirt I've washed recently has...
Has shrunk up?
And I hope this new shirt won't.
Won't do that.
Won't.
Won't shrink.
Okay. And say, if you had gone outside without your coat, you might ask someone, would you go in the house and...
Bring the one.
Okay. And you say, so you say, he went in the house and...
To get it.
And what me my coat?
Bring it to me.
Yeah, he went inside and...
Bought it.
And then
brought
what?
Brought it to
him.
Huh? Coat. Brought it to me.
Okay. And you say, here I've...
Brought it to me.
Okay. When a woman likes to put on good clothes, you'd say she likes to...
Dress up.
And she spends a lot of time in front of the mirror.
Trying to fix her face.
Uh-huh. Any other words for that?
I wouldn't know so many ways of that, but I wouldn't know which one to call.
But, you know, she's standing in front of the mirror and taking care of her hair and...
Mm-hmm. And her face.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I guess you call it makeup a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be one of them?
Do you ever hear primp or slick
you
up?
They're primping. That's what they're doing when they're doing all of that.
Uh-huh.
That's primping.
Would you say that about a man?
Well, I don't know. What do you call that? A man doing that or not? I don't know. Would it fit that way or not, would it?
I mean, does it sound...
It don't sound right for a man primping, would it?
It just sounds like something a woman does.
Mm-hmm. That's what it sounds to me. I don't believe a man primps.
Uh-huh.
They just fix them. Go ahead.
Uh-huh.
But it might work both ways. I don't know.
Something that you carry your money in.
Pocketbook.
Okay. What about a little small leather thing with a clasp to it?
That's a purse. I mean,
okay.
Yeah, it's a... Well, it's an old... Called a purse, little hand pocketbook.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And something that a woman might wear around her wrist.
What?
Or a...
Bracelet.
Okay. And, something that... Say, if you had a lot of little things strung up together and... Go around your neck?
Beads.
Okay. You call that a... What of beads?
Necklace.
Yeah, would you call that a string of beads or pair of beads or...
Well, you'd call it either one if it'd work either way.
What would you probably say?
Well, I'd just say it would be a necklace.
Uh-huh.
Around your neck. You know, beads.
Uh-huh.
Around your neck. A lot of people call them necklace.